Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There's a great debate today whether a person should eat meat or be a strict vegetarian. In Leviticus 11, God makes his position plain. The Israelites were to eat only animals that were vegetarians. But there were further restrictions. He said, quote, among the animals, whatever divides the hoof and chewing the cud, that you may eat. Verse 3. He then gave examples. A camel and hyrax chew the cud, but don't have cloven hooves. So no. Swine have cloven hooves, but don't chew the cud. Also no. As to marine life, there were also two requirements. Quote, whatever in the water does not have fins or scales, that shall be an abomination to you. Verse 12. No eels or catfish or shellfish or anything else in that category, many of which are bottom feeders. And birds? There is a lengthy list here, including carrion eaters like vultures and ravens, rodent eaters like owls, fish eaters like storks and herons, plus bats. Bats, say the atheist? Does the Bible think bats are birds? Remember, God is the creator of all, so he has the right to classify creatures as he chooses. Genesis 1 subdivides creatures into swimming things, flying things, and creeping things. The Hebrew word translated birds in both Genesis 1:21 and here is uf, meaning flyers or winged creatures. So bats qualify for this category, but were disqualified for food. There are 870 species of bats, by the way, and they are found in every continent except Antarctica. They've been in the news lately, being involved with the spread of the COVID virus. Remember, God has his reasons for every restriction placed on our appetites, and we break his prohibitions to our hurt. Quote, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.